Welcome to another episode of COVID Chronicles, a podcast by, for, and about people affiliated with Portland Mennonite Church in Portland, Oregon. I'm your host, Gloria Nussbaum, and my guest is Aurora. Welcome, Aurora. It's so good to have you with me.
Hi.
So I don't usually ask this question, but when it's someone about your age, the first question is, how old are you?
I'm 12 years old.
And just give me the first names of your parents so we know where to put you in our church family.
Enoch and Diana are my parents.
And there's one more member of the family.
Well, there's
many more than one, right?
Yeah, but
you have a sister.
Yes, Lily.
Okay. We're going to talk about school at the beginning. What grade are you in?
I'm in seventh grade.
Of course, it's the pandemic, and we'll get to that in a minute, too. But you go to kind of a special school. Tell me a bit about the school that you go to and maybe how long you've been there.
So I've been at my school since preschool. During all of elementary school, I've been learning French. And just in middle school, I've started learning German. The school has recently put in a TPS, a grade even before preschool. I didn't go to that, but I've been able to help out with the TPS, the grade younger than preschool, and some of the younger grades while they're learning French. Since I'm in the advanced French in middle school, I'm starting and beginning German, and I get to have my social studies and my math in French. Since I'm in middle school, I chose German as my second language. My school also offers Spanish and Mandarin. I chose German because my best friend also speaks German, so I really wanted to learn that language.
And why French?
Well, my mom started out in the French school before I was born. She's a school counselor because that's what she wanted to do, work with children in that way. And it cost less for me to go to that school if she was working there.
And I understand that you made a trip to Paris last year. Tell me a bit about that. How long were you gone?
I was gone for 2 weeks.
And who did you go with?
I went with my fifth grade class.
What was the purpose of this trip?
It was kind of an end of elementary school trip after we had all kind of graduated to the advanced French level.
So I want to know a little bit about Paris because I've never been there. What was one of the most unexpected things that you saw or did when you were there?
Well, I got to go on top of the Arc of Triumph, and that was really awesome. You could see all over. You could see the Eiffel Tower from there, all the roads. It looked very pretty from the top there.
How do you get up there?
There's a staircase inside the Arc of Triumph, and it's extremely large staircase. You climb up enough and you can get to the top. There is also an elevator, but I didn't go on that.
So you walked both up and down?
Yeah.
What was one of the favorite things that you did? I mean, that one sounds pretty special, but were there some other things that you did that were really fun or interesting?
Well, one, I think maybe my favorite thing that I saw in Paris was I went to a museum of animals, and it was in this big hall. It had about 3 or maybe 4 levels, and it was filled with species of animals, the skeletons and plastic replicas, and you could see skeletons from animals long ago and that are still existent today. That was really fun.
That sounds amazing. Tell me about the food.
It was very good. My favorite food that I had there was raclette. I ate it for the first time and it was really good. It's this special kind of cheese that you melt and you can have potatoes and meat dipped in it. It's really good. I also really liked the chocolate croissants there, of course. And they had a dessert that I loved called Paris-Brest. And it's pretty much a pastry puff kind of bread in a sort of a hot dog bun kind of shape. And then a bunch of cream in the middle. It was so good.
Because French food is known for being rich and wonderful. Did you have an opportunity to just walk down the street or maybe just talk to the people there? And how was your French?
I think I did pretty well on my French. I got to stay with a host family that lived there. And so I talked to them all the time. I was with them all the time. I had to communicate for everything. And I would sometimes talk to people when we went and visited with people around Paris, when we visited different museums or places like that. I had to talk to people there. So that really helped me with my French as I learned how the people who were native to French, how they talked, and that helped me to learn more about French.
We're going to talk about school during a pandemic for a minute. You started doing school remotely, I assume, last year in the middle of your sixth grade?
Yep, in March.
Tell me what that was like when you had to make that switch.
Well, so at first it didn't seem too bad. For 2 weeks, you'd have at-home learning and then we'll come back. And then after the 2 weeks were up, then they said it would prolong to 6 weeks. After that, they said 8 weeks. And after that, they said the rest of sixth grade. So I didn't actually get to say goodbye to my friends, since I thought that we are just going away for 2 weeks, which was going to be easy. So that was really hard.
Have you been able to see any of them since then?
I saw one of my best friends as she moved to Germany. Another one of my friends moved to France. And I got to see one other friend once. I had one sleepover, but then I want to not do that a lot because I have to take 2 weeks away from my grandma if I do that. So it affects the whole family.
So then there was summer, and then you're back at it again this fall. What does kind of a typical school day look like for you right now?
Well, first I'll probably get up at between 6 and 6:30. I can read in my room until about 7:45, and then Dad calls me down. Usually I actually end up staying down until about 8, and then I eat breakfast. I have to do my chores, and then I come up and my first class starts at 8:30. And goes until 10 o'clock. I have a break at 10 o'clock until 10:10, and then my second class starts. That class goes until 11:40, and I have lunch until 12:30. At 12:30, I go into my next class, and that lasts until 2 o'clock. And at 2 o'clock, then I usually have a little bit of work, either some artwork or maybe design or something like that, music. And some days I'll have a Zoom all the way until 3:15, but some days I'll just have a small 15-minute Zoom. But I do have a break after 2 o'clock until 2:10 when my next class starts.
So what are you most looking forward to when we can finally get back to some kind of normal with regard to school?
Well, two things. First of all, I want to be able to talk to my friends and communicate with my peers in the classroom. Classes get horribly boring when you can't talk. And I really want to get off Zoom. I don't like staring at the screen for a bunch of hours every day.
Sounds like you're in the same boat with a lot of the rest of us, so hang in there. We're going to talk about PMC and what's been happening at church during the pandemic. So there have been a couple of different activities that people have scheduled, and I understand you've taken part in quite a few of them. Can you tell me a few of the things that you've done since the pandemic started with church?
Well, first, I entered in a craft exchange that the church did. I'm pretty sure I was one of the only kids, and I really enjoyed doing that.
What kinds of crafts did you do?
I made a pillowcase. I embroidered a pillowcase. I used a pillow form that I had, and I sewed the fabric.
Had you ever done anything like that before?
That was my first time embroidering.
Did some of the other people help you with that?
My mom helped me to measure the fabric and sew the fabric, but I did all the embroidering.
What else?
After that, I decided to do a kids-only craft exchange. And so I started that, and I got a few kids to do that. Of course, I took part in that, too. I've gone to a lot of the 6th, 7th, and 8th grade Zooms. And go to those whenever they have them.
And what kinds of things are you doing on that Zoom call?
Well, we usually do regular Sunday school activities, learn about the Bible and whatever. And then we also usually talk. We say, you know, how we're feeling about quarantine and that kind of stuff.
And I think you took part in our Chats of Kindness.
I think I might have. I don't remember.
That was one of the very first things that happened. Anyway, that's really awesome. I understand that you are working on a podcast or some such. Tell me about that. I'm so excited.
So I'm doing a podcast with School in Design. Every kid has to do a podcast. I decided to do one about kids and the pandemic, and I thought that'd be beneficial to adults and kids because I thought for adults, it'd be helpful to know what a middle school age kid thinks about the pandemic. And I think also for kids, other kids my age, because in my podcasts, I give tips on school, on how to stay organized, on what to do when you're bored, that kind of thing. So I think other kids could benefit from my podcast too.
Does it have a name?
I named it Kid Plus Pandemic.
And is the plus a plus sign or the actual word?
A plus sign.
And where is this posted? Like, who's going to have access to your podcast?
Well, I'm not sure. I've done a few episodes. I know it's going to be posted for my school in my school news. People can access that. And I'm not sure. I think I might want to give a bit more people access, but I'm not sure how I can do that yet. I can figure that out.
Are you having fun?
Yes.
What are one or two of your favorite questions to ask people?
That's hard. I really like to ask people, what is their opinion on life, pretty much? What's kind of the most important thing for them? Maybe most important thing or most important person.
That's pretty deep. That sounds good. So good luck with your podcast. We're going to continue with this one. And before we started, I found out the answer, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Do you have any pets at your house?
Yes, I have three cats. Their names are Nacho, Noodle, and Biscuit. Biscuit is a 17-year-old cat, and Noodle and Nacho are, I think, about 3 years old.
And those are the only other living creatures besides the people?
Yeah, I don't know. Might have a few spiders in the house, but...
Are they uninvited guests?
Yes.
If you could have a perfect day when it's not in the pandemic to do anything you wanted to do all day long and maybe into the evening, what might you be doing? How would you spend that day?
Well, I think I would take my very best friends and go to Oaks Park for a day. I love going to Oaks Park, and we'd try out all the rides.
For people who don't know what Oaks Park is, what is it?
It's an amusement park. It's kind of small, but it has rides for all ages. It's pretty close to here.
In Portland?
Yeah.
What would you have to eat on your perfect day?
Bowl of mac and cheese from Noodles Place, my favorite restaurant.
Are there other activities that you're involved in, either in school or outside of school, like sports or extracurricular activity, music? Tell me how you spend some of your other time.
Well, when we were in school, then I had started track and field. During the summer, I usually go to on the swim team. I really enjoy swimming, so I was really sad that I couldn't. Well, if it's activities in general, in my free time, I like to knit. I do loom knitting, though I'm not sure how to knit with needles yet. I like to do volunteer projects. Like, I like to volunteer at Night Strike. It's one of my favorite things to do on their walkabout.
Again, what is Night Strike and who are you helping?
Night Strike is a community of people who help homeless people in downtown Portland. And right now we're doing walkabouts every Sunday. So we get bags and food, lunches, that kind of things, and put them in big carts and cart them around downtown Portland a few blocks, and people will come up and we can ask people, do you want any lunches? We usually have blankets, gloves, socks, sometimes hand warmers, those kind of things.
Are there one or two of these people that you're helping or you're serving that kind of stick in your mind?
There's one that I remember, a person that I gave a cookie to at Night Strike, and they said that they had recently been given housing, but that the housing was bad. It had, like, I think it might have bugs or something in it, and so they couldn't stay there. And I remember they were asking if we had any resources that could help. And I remember me and a few other people from church were telling him about a place that he could go to help with some like bites on his skin.
Why do you enjoy helping people?
Well, it makes me feel good to help people. I've always kind of had a passion for helping people who are homeless. Even when I was little, I started doing a bag thing every Thanksgiving where my grandma and I would make a whole bunch of bags, as many as we could, usually amounted to between 20 and 30. And if they see someone on the side of the road, then they can give a bag to them instead of like a little bit of change. Bagged lunches of sometimes little like snack bars and always water. There was sometimes like goldfish, crackers, or chips in there. Usually we would put post-it notes and a pencil. Sometimes we would write a message on the post-it note, a quote, or a message, that kind of, hey, stay strong, or once we put, a weed is a flower once you get to know it.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
Oh, goodness, that's a hard question. So I've had a few answers. First, I want to be an astronaut who explores the difference between rocks from Mars and rocks from the moon and rocks from Earth. Very specific answer. I also want to be an inventor. I want to be an activist. I want to be someone who makes like short films. I like the idea of that too.
So tell me about these rocks. What is it that intrigues you?
I'm not really quite sure. I like how rocks can have different, like, there's different types of rocks, different ways they're formed, and it's interesting to me how rocks can change forms and change into a completely different rock with like pressure and heat. And I was wanting to see, you know, could Mars rocks do that same thing? Is there different types of Mars rocks? Can they change types? Are they formed different ways? So that kind of thing just interested me.
And do you have anything in mind that you want to invent or something that would help in some way? Do you have something in mind?
Well, not really. There's a few different things that I've thought about. There's one thing that I think would be kind of cool. I'm not sure if it's actually possible to invent it, but I wanted to create a magnet that could attract to things that aren't metal. So, for example, you could, like, if you have a bowl of granola and don't like the raisins in it, you could take a magnet and it would suck all the raisins out. I like that idea.
And since you're taking French and German, are there some places in the world that you would like to visit specifically other than where you've already been?
I definitely want to go to Berlin. I want to go to Austria. I really want to go to Mexico. I want some time to learn Spanish, but I thought that I'd have much more chances to learn Spanish later on in life than I would have to learn German. So I chose to learn German now instead of Spanish. But I also want to go to Mexico because there I could practice my Spanish, and also because that's where Dad's family's from.
And I have one more question. What do you think that you will tell your children and grandchildren about living through a pandemic? Now, let me just note that all of us are living through this time right now, but it hit us at whatever age we happen to be. And so it hit me at my age, and it hit your mom and dad at their age, but it hit you at your age. What do you think you might tell future generations?
Well, I would say that it was very difficult, and I think it'd be very difficult to be between the ages of 10 and 16 living in a pandemic. And I would say that at my age, I rely on my friends a lot, and that's a really difficult part to not be able to speak and be with them directly.
And are there any sort of shortages or just strange things that you would say to people that you had to deal with other than friends during the pandemic?
Say, I don't know, it was really, really difficult to have to deal with some of like my favorite restaurants going out of business. That was hard, and that was kind of sad, because I like those places a lot, places that I go to often. I don't like the idea of having to know that places that I like a lot are having to go out of business because of COVID-19 that they can't change.
And did your family or you have any plans this summer that you had to change because of the pandemic? How was summer a bit different?
Well, as I told you before, I always go to swim team, and I was really sad that I couldn't go to that. I had plans that I would go to Drift Creek Camp, which is a camp connected with PMC and Mennonites. And I really like going there. They have lots of fun activities. And also, the year before, I couldn't go there either because I was in Paris. So I had missed 2 years of that, which I was really sad about.
So it's been a kind of a tough year.
Yeah.
I would just like to thank you so much for taking the time to share some of what your life has been like with all of us. And I hope things get better soon.
Thank you. I really enjoyed this.
And thank you for joining us for this episode of COVID Chronicles. We hope you discovered something new and feel more connected to your friends at Portland Mennonite. I'm your host, Gloria Nussbaum. Until next time, stay well and keep the faith.